Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
And welcome back to the podcast. Happy Lunar New Year.
Yay!
Yay. Wow. Oh my god, Thomas, you should have dressed up.
And your ally.
In honor. No?
Do you know how to
your
say
your family celebrating today.
Are you excited? Big meal? Big munchy meal?
Yeah. Sure. I don't know. I mean, it's not as big of a celebration because of COVID. Mm. So we just have like a few relatives over, but
that's
it's nothing.
Nice. That's so funny.
You know, Thomas. Yeah.
That's still good. Very cool.
Yeah, and no one else is dressed up. So it's like,
it's like whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, well, COVID's ruining.
There are like some like years where we go all out and some years where we don't do really much of anything. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. Yesterday I drove past like a Vietnamese restaurant. There was a whole crowd like launching fireworks.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Yeah, it was popping. It was popping yesterday. Cool. But welcome back to Teenager Therapy. If you're new here, welcome. If you've been here since your sophomore year, welcome.
Whoa.
And are now a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. How wild.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. By the way, sorry if you could hear anything in the background. It is Lunar New Year, so
yeah,
people are partying.
My family's gonna be allowed.
Just think about it as background music. If you hear anything, right? It's like getting into the spirit.
Speaking of family,
wow,
that is so fucking. See, this is why you get paid top dollar.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, that's so good. That's a bonus right there. Speaking of family, we all have dysfunctional families in one way or another. It seems like, and so. Something that I think is interesting is how we've been shaped by our household. One of you guys actually requested this episode on our Discord. You guys thought it would be interesting to talk about how our household situation and growing up like affected us as people. And I think it's really interesting because, I mean, a lot of my childhood I don't remember, but it seems like a lot of trauma, a lot of personality traits come from your childhood environment. And I'm curious, do you guys think do you ever see like parts of yourself and the things you do now like, oh shit, that's because when I was growing up, like I saw people around me doing that and that's why I am the way I am now?
I don't know, it's like observational. It's just a lot of the experiences of like your younger self, it just manifests itself into like who you are as a person.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if like I got traits from like the people around me. It was more like because of the people around me, I was like, and how I reacted or whatever, or how I felt, it, you know, turned into something bigger.
Really? You know?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean when
let me give an example. So for me, something that like I noticed, I was like, oh shit, I think I know that why I am the way I am, is I have like a habit of teasing people a lot, and I find it so funny. And I think I'm like, I'll be laughing, you know, with you, sometimes at you, but usually with you. And it's like, it's not the nicest thing in the world,
yeah,
right? Like, I don't know why I find it so funny, like, tease people. Obviously, I do it in a harmless way. Like, I'm not trying to hurt people, but like, I find it funny. I'm like, why do I find it so funny? Mm-hmm. And I realized because growing up, like, my mom is the same way. She like loves teasing her family. Like she, oh my god, her and her sisters, like she like is fucking teases the shit out of them like all the time, like making fun of them, like teasing them and all that. And I was like, oh, that's where I got that from. Like subconsciously, I never noticed it until recently that I like noticed the way she talks to them and like the jokes she says and how she's always like joking around with them. I'm like, oh, that's why I find this so funny. Like, it all makes sense. It all made sense. And that's one thing that I'm like, damn, I guess, like, the way you were raised really, really does, you know, impact you. Like, a couple of other things, if I think about it, is, like, I don't know. Maybe, it's something, like, this kind of thing is something that I want to learn more about to see why I'm the way I am. Because, like, every time I see people, like, oh, I went to therapy, it's like, oh, you're like this way because of your parents or something. So it's something I want to like figure out the way I am. Like another like habit that I have is like, why am I so bad at showing emotions? Like as a kid, I never cried. like now I like rarely cry in front of people. Like I don't really do that. I don't open up. And it's like, why am I like that? Did something happen when I was young? Did I just not see enough emotion growing up that I thought people just like didn't cry? And so I picked up on that and I decided like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't do that either. Like, why was I such a quiet, like good kid apparently? And on a side note, it's also like kind of fucked that people are like, oh, you didn't cry as a kid, you were such a good kid. Like as if crying equals bad when you're just a kid. It's also kind of
Do you have any like speculations as to why?
No, I've been thinking about it.
Really?
Like I've been like, why?
Usually if I can think of like an issue I'm having, I can always find a way to pin it back to like my mom or something.
You like, can, right?
Like my mom, my dad, like this specific family event or something. Like there's usually a reason, but you don't know why.
Your family impacts you so much. Yeah. I don't know yet. But it's something I'm working on finding. I'm like digging through my memory every once in a while. Like maybe it was when I was like 6. Maybe I was 4.
Don't you like go to like hypnosis therapy for that?
I don't fucking know.
To like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just saying shit. I don't know.
I'm pulling shit out of your ass.
I don't know.
It's okay.
I'm like pretty sure I read it or therapy? Like listened to someone.
Where's your trauma come from?
Oh no, I remember like.
You see, it worked.
No, you guys.
It clicked.
No, like, shit. We were literally in the car with her. A friend of ours, she was telling us, like, all the kinds of different therapy that she went to. And one of them was, like, hypnosis therapy. I'm pretty sure there's a better word for that. But basically, she, like, it's not this thing where you, like, just fucking
wait, yeah. That little thing.
It's like, there's a whole process to it. And I think you just go into this very meditative state where you can really feel your emotions and kind of like go back to certain moments and retrieve like something you might have forgotten.
That's interesting. But
drugs can do the exact same thing to you, so I don't know.
I wonder.
Let's try the first option.
Oh yeah, first option.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah. Dude, that's like one of the traits. The other one is like, why am I like not like very like I have a hard time being physical with people and like
it kind of ties in together, right?
Wait,
right?
What do you mean? Like
physical, I'm like giving physical? Like I see other people that like give hugs to friends. They like, you know, like put their arm on them, their head on them, and, like people they just met. They're
really?
Like, giving them a big hug.
I feel like you're so touchy though.
That's funny.
I thought
I'm, like,
that was
sometimes...
like your first love language.
No, that's the interesting thing, because don't some people say that love languages is what you didn't get enough of as a child?
I heard that before, but
I don't know if it's true.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, I feel like maybe I wasn't like, you know, there wasn't a lot of physical affection when I was younger, but I am touchy with people.
You are very
So maybe
touchy.
I'm like making up for it and I'm like, but I'm still like not sure how to do it, but I enjoy it. I don't know. It's weird stuff.
Okay.
Kyle, I feel like we have the exact same trait.
Really? Of what?
Yeah. When you were talking like, oh, you don't really express your emotions, I was like, yeah, that's me. Like, and I think a part of that is because like we never, like in my house, we don't talk about it like at all. Even if something, like even if we were to see like somebody crying or something, we just like, okay, well, they cried.
Fuck.
Like, it's like we don't, I know, I like, damn.
I don't know what to tell you.
But it's just like we don't talk about it. And so since then I've just like a part of me is uncomfortable doing that, and also with the affection, like I think I might have said this before, but it was, I don't know when it was, maybe like in middle school or something, but like I was affectionate with my mom. Now I'm super affectionate with her, but like before it would be like weird for me to give her a hug or like kiss her on the cheek. Like I'd be like, no, ew, like I don't want to do that, like that's weird. And like I wouldn't hug my sisters or my brother, like not my dad, obviously, not obviously,
obviously
not obviously, but like I wasn't like hugging my dad or anything. So we just like weren't really affectionate. And I think that's why today it's still a little bit like
odd,
awkward sometimes, like hug.
Was your family like that?
Yeah.
Mine?
Sorry, not to interrupt.
No, you're good. You're good.
I mean, my family consists of my mom for like more than half of my life. And I don't think so. I mean, I remember her hugging me and all that, and like just, you know, giving me a big hug. And you know, she always like made a habit of like every time I left for school, like I had to give her a kiss on the cheek.
Oh,
I know. And I like, she always made me do it. And so you would think like I would get used to just being comfortable with it, but like I still find it so like weird to just give her a hug. Like I want to so bad. Like I'm very, very touch deprived with my family. Like I feel like every time I hug my grandma or my mom, like I just want to cry because I'm like, holy shit, this is like all I needed. But I like,
the thing is like, no, you. The thing is, you're restricting yourself from doing it, though it feels so good when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
what is going on? Like, there's something in there. There's like some trauma in there.
No, I get what you mean, though. If it's very, very comforting to be able to just like hug your mom.
Yeah. Like, I'm so jealous of like my sister, who's like so touchy with them. Like, she hugs them, she gives them a big hug, like, always cuddling with them. I'm like, fuck, I wish that was me.
But that can be you.
Oh,
it's like, I'm sure that they would appreciate that too.
Right? They would.
Because from their perspective, it's like, you don't do that often.
Yeah, they always tell me, like, why don't you give me a hug? Yeah. Like, I wish I could, but my brain can't. Doesn't like me.
Yeah.
So those are some of the habits that I've noticed.
I mean, there's the obvious, like, money one. Like,
yeah.
Like, it always hurts just, like, spending something that like I don't need. Like, if I want to treat myself, I'm always just thinking like, this could be going towards something else. It's like, this could be my gas money, this could be like for something else, or like
stretch it.
Or I just think like, if I get a drink this week and then maybe another one like another week, like it just accumulates. And so I'm just always thinking of like, I just
what's the best possible way to spend this dollar?
Exactly. Like, how can I make the most out of what I have right now so that I don't like ask for money, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's like the last thing that I want to do. So yeah.
That's funny. That's similar to me. Mm-hmm. And surprise, surprise. For me, it's like I've said this before when we talk about like, you know, monetary issues, is that like I have a fear of running out of money.
Me too.
Like, it's
me
a big
too.
Fear that like I'm gonna run out. Like, I have to keep going and saving, and like there's no possible way, like everything could just come down at any moment. And like that comes back to my family too, of like growing up around a household where, you know, my mother also had that same worry of like, I don't know where, you know, where, if this paycheck ends, like are we gonna pay rent, are we gonna pay groceries, what are we gonna do? And that worry is like passed down to me, of I'm scared of the same things. Like, I don't think, even if I'm making like $100,000 a year, $1 million a year, I'll still be like, I could lose it all. Like, it's all going to go away. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to keep going. I have to keep saving.
Do you think your mom caused that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a product of your environment. It's what you pick up on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it makes a little good success story that like I was like working, I wanted to work at like, when I was like 13 and make money, but part of that is because I didn't have the privilege of just being a kid and like not having to worry about shit but school and having fun. So yeah, everything, the way I am, is all shaped by the worries I had when I was younger, which makes you realize why people that grew up with like wealthy parents, completely different people, because the worries you have are totally foreign to them.
That just makes the younger years a lot powerful then, huh?
It does. It really does. That's why I'm like, oh my God. Kind of makes me like very scared for like iPad kids and stuff. Like, what are their experiences going to be shaped by? If their environment is not only your household, but it's the whole wide world. Internet. Mm-hmm. So what does it look like when you've been shaped by content from all over the world? Could be really great if it's curated, but also really harmful if you're just let to go explore it on your own.
Yeah, that's true.
That's so fucking true, guys.
Take care of your little cousins.
Yeah. Do you guys have any traits, Thomas, Mark?
Yeah. I'm like, no, like, as you're listening to yours, I was trying to think. And I could say a lot of things.
A man of many traumas.
Oh, yeah. A lot of trauma, especially from family. And the thing with my family is, like, it's been very inconsistent in, like, in our relationships. Like, some years it's really good and some years it's really bad. And because it fluctuates so much, sometimes I feel like that's why I'm always just trying to find stability in my relationships and friendships. Because I can't find it in my family, because literally we can be getting along so well one day, and then the next day we're fighting, and it's just, I don't know. It's always been like that growing up, and I think that's one of the reasons why I get like kind of codependent in my friendships and relationships. It's because I find security in those and like stability in those, and you know, there's a chance they might switch up, but it's not at the same extent to like my family, where I know they're gonna, you know, change and stuff. But friends, easier to control and maintain, I think.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. I think a lot of people also feel that way. They try to look for something in like in their interpersonal relationships that they didn't have with their parents. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I guess like the term mommy issues and daddy issues come in.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you got mommy issues, daddy issues?
Damn. On the spot. I will not deny or what's it?
What is admit? It?
I won't admit or deny
these claims of mommy issues.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people can get like a lot of negative traits from their parents. But I'm going to go focus on the positive ones.
Wow, that's so good. Yes. This is why you're getting top dollar.
No, not ignoring.
Focus on the positive.
Of course, well, you got to acknowledge
it. Well, you just don't look to the past. That's
what. past episodes. What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
I know this thing that my mom does. She like switches her personality a lot. Depending on the person she's talking to.
Oh, wow.
But it's like.
Love your mom.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason why she has like she's so good with people, is because she knows what personality to give out.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, it's kind of crazy because she like changes her accent. like I don't.
Yo, no, I have a habit of it too.
It can get a little dangerous sometimes, because it's like sometimes it's like it's a person of a specific race, and then she like tries to, I guess, talk back
with her
in that accent. Same accent.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and she tells me it's because like I don't know, she just does it. I don't know, but I don't do it in that extent.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I do change my personality.
Oh, you do? Because you've talked about this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's where it comes from. That's so interesting.
Yeah, perhaps maybe just to be friends with people.
Wow.
Lots of things. I feel like
that's so cool. Finding out, dude. If like. That's so interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
I know this is trend on Twitter. It's like when you accidentally give an answer with your personality B with your personality C friends. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's really interesting. Describe your parents and then have someone describe you.
Ooh.
You know what, guys? We should make that a TikTok trend. Have people describe their parents and then ask a friend who knows you really well, like, describe what I am like, my negative and positives, and see if you could see, like, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I already see some of my traits in, like, my mom and my dad.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like,
a lot of my them.
Or the most notable ones, like, from my mom, she's sensitive and emotional. And at first I didn't recognize that, but I think like as you grow older you just start to like see more things, and I was like, she's like actually very sensitive. And I was like, and I think that's where I get my sensitivity from. And my dad, I guess my dad, sometimes he's just like, he gets irritated like easily, and he won't say why or anything. And then I'm like,
so he's like not confrontational.
Yes.
And you're not like, confrontational.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
That's, oh my God. Yeah. He's non-confrontational. Because I've seen it before. Like my mom will like try to be like, what's going on? And he's just like,
nothing.
He shuts down. And that's what I get.
Oh my god. Honestly, at this point, if you don't know what your problems are, start describing the problems you have with your parents. You probably have.
No, seriously, like, I mean, they raised you, so like obviously you're gonna turn out, you know, be a product of how they raised you. And with my parents, I feel like, again, my mom is also really sensitive, but I can also see like the bad traits and see them in myself, too. So my mom, she gets really defensive about things, and she can just be very nitpicky. And I realized that, like, what I disliked so much of, like, of her is, like, I literally did the same thing. Like, oh, I hate
when I realize that.
Yeah, like,
because I'm like, how can I be mad at you when I'm doing
this? Exactly, yeah, so I see that in myself. And, like, my dad, not confrontational, he has anger issues. And because I never saw how, like, to help, you know, how to resolve my, like, anger or feelings in a healthy way, I would just do what my dad did. I would yell, and I would like just get so frustrated, and it was just so annoying. Well, because of my dad.
That's so wild.
And like, it's important that like you really understand your parents instead of holding so much resentment towards them, because there's a chance you are literally the same person. You know, you're actually a lot more similar than you might think. And by recognizing that, you can work towards like fixing the problem instead of ignoring it.
A lot of therapy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why like therapy is basically surrounding your family first. Like,
yeah,
you get into family and then
and yourself,
because family is your foundation. Like, you're with them every day for so many years.
You pick up their traits, their habits. That's so funny, because like another trait is like my mom, like, loves being right. Like, she's always like thinking like she's right, like how she's always right, like obviously like she knows.
Sounds
go and behold. I love being right, thinking I know everything and I know what's best for everyone. Fuck,
it's so crazy, because as you guys describe your parents, I'm like, that sounds like you.
That sounds, that's you, bro. That's the issues we got with you.
Wild.
Oh my god, it would be,
let's just have our parents come
to
the podcast,
talk about your your problems in relationships.
I wonder how like my parents see me. Like, what does my dad think of me?
That's
she
scary.
Like never tells me what she's feeling, like she always bottles up her emotions. Like,
I genuinely wonder, like, what does he think of me?
Like, oh my god,
what does he think about like everything I've done, or like, is he curious about anything in my life? Like,
wow, I've actually really haven't given that much thought.
Like, I don't know. I mean, like, we're their kids. I feel like they do think about us, but why don't they ask or anything?
I think they're just trying to give us our freedom and
no, like, I don't think so.
I think they're just scared.
I think there's an extent to that, but
if we're in my situation, I don't think it's that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't feel like I really talk to my dad, or like I really understand him. And
yeah, neither do I.
And, you know, because I don't. I don't know. Like, I don't
word to each other in years.
Yeah. but like, I don't know. I don't. I'm not close with my dad, and he's not close with me. And I feel, you know, I'm not even curious about like his life sometimes, like how he feels. You know, just because I don't have that relationship, and he probably feels the same way.
It's so difficult with, I bet it must be so difficult with immigrant parents too, when you don't speak the same language on an equal level. Because that just makes it even harder to have deep, meaningful conversations, communicate effectively.
Because I think I've said that before, that like,
yeah, you're trying to say how you feel. But
exactly.
You can't.
It's like I know what I want to say, and I know how to say it in English, obviously. But sometimes I just can't find the right words in Spanish, and I don't want them to think that I'm dumb or anything. They're going to be like, what do you mean you can't even explain what you're saying or whatever? And so then I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Because the feelings are like so complex that sometimes I just can't fully translate it into, you know.
Estoy triste. Estoy triste.
Oh,
mamá, estoy triste.
Seriously.
My translator for me, that was so cool. I don't know why.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you know me, man. Like, I'm a part of my environment.
So true.
That's true.
I feel like I got. Yeah, that's really interesting, guys. And we're just our products of our parents. I wonder, like, it'd be such an interesting just, like, social experiment seeing, like, you know, kind of like a podcast like this, where it's, like, this is, like, very, very difficult to do accurately, but it's, like, a very, very open parent and a very, very open child just genuinely talking. And, like, I don't know, seeing how you start to see, like, what are the problems, like, that you as my mother have had in your previous, like, relationships.
I feel like that's just so fucking impossible.
Yeah, it will be.
Because for both of them to be open, it's
truly,
like...
It's so hard.
That probably means there's a healthy relationship to begin with. And, like, if you want an actual unhealthy, you know, parent...
The thing, like, they can't do that in the first place.
Yeah.
No, it's so crazy because I feel like actual healthy, like, relationships with, like, you know, parents and sons, like, or daughters, it's... Like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I know, like, one friend that has a genuinely, like, stable relationship with their parents. Yeah. And it's, like, sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, really sad.
Yeah.
And when I do hear about them, it's, like, it catches me by surprise.
Right?
It's like, I was, like, I don't expect it.
That's
I'm, like,
cute. Yeah. Must be nice.
It is really interesting, huh?
But... You know what's so, like, what's even more annoying is, like,
what?
If, like, you hear that and then somebody else is just, like, trauma dumps.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Like, we get it. Like, we all don't have healthy relationships, but do you really have to bring it up? Like,
exactly.
It's their whole personality.
No, sometimes, like, someone's trauma is their entire personality. It was mine for a bit, but.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my parents, like, whipped me as a kid. It's so funny, though.
Oh.
Like, oh. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
It's okay. I like healed from it.
No, and then, like, yeah, seriously. And then, like,
how,
like,
do you expect the other person to respond?
No, yeah. I just, I don't know. Let out a little giggle.
Oh. Wow, that's so sad. Or just damn.
Is that what they want?
Just like, know. Yeah, like, damn.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know. It's a little weird, but.
It's really weird. You know, if anything, let's interview, like, our parents' as, like, ex-boyfriends. And be like, what was the problems in this relationship?
What? Our parents' ex-boyfriends?
Yeah. Or girlfriends or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because they'll be able to describe to you, like, oh, like, you know, she always wanted to be right. She, like, did this. And you're like, do I do that? I don't know. Just would be interesting. Interesting thing. Interesting experiment.
I think my mom's first relationship was my dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't really know much about my mom's, like, dating history.
You should ask her.
That's always the wildest thing to, like, realize that they dated.
They had like
boyfriends.
A life before ours.
There was people in their lives that, like, you know, they're like, holy shit, like
they were once teenagers looking for love. And
yeah,
were,
I bet they, like, I don't know. That's a whole. You
sometimes
know?
I'm like, mom, are you fucking happy? Like, I want you to get a boyfriend right now.
Get
and, like, have fun.
Go on
I don't
Tinder.
Know.
Get a rich boyfriend, dude. I think the same.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, that's it for this episode. I hope it made you realize some things. Start listing out all the things you hate about your parents and be like, oh shit,
yeah,
maybe I should fix that. Something to think about. But what's the question for, okay, the question for this episode that you could put in the Spotify poll down below will be, do you have a healthy relationship with your parents? Let's see how many yeses and how many
I
no's.
Feel like,
let's see.
I'd say
anyone,
like 12% yes.
Oh, no.
Really? 12%? I'm thinking
nine.
Like 5.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Because if you're listening to this podcast, there's a very high chance
good.
That, like, you're not completely fine mentally.
Fine, I'll lower it.
And,
7.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's possible to, like, have mental health issues with, like, a healthy relationship, but that's usually the root cause.
Yeah.
Well. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Like I said, let us know. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, everything at Teenage Therapy. If you want to join our Discord, teenagetherapy.com. There's a Discord logo. Just click it. Thank you for listening. Happy Lunar New Year. And we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.